This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Mesa County District Attorney Dan Rubenstein says he will seek to revoke Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters' bond after she left the state without permission and headed to Nevada. Peters was arrested earlier this year on charges stemming from a security breach of her county's voting machines. She faces 10 counts, including multiple felonies. In related news, another former Mesa County Election Office staffer has been arrested on charges related to last year's security breach. Sandra Brown is the third person arrested in the same scandal involving Peters. Brown is accused of helping to steal a man's identity and lying to the Secretary of State's office as part of the alleged scheme. She was fired from her county job last year. The San Luis Valley District Attorney is stepping down from office. Alonzo Payne sent a letter of resignation to the governor today, a day after State Attorney General Phil Weiser ordered Payne and his staff to treat victims of crime with respect. That order was the result of an investigation that found Payne's office yelled at, belittled, and ignored victims. Payne was also facing a recall election. In his letter, he said he was resigning to, quote, spare the cost and divisiveness of a recall election. Attorney General Weiser's office will fill in as DA for the 12th Judicial District until Governor Polis can select a temporary replacement. And the state reported Wednesday that 324 people are hospitalized with confirmed COVID-19 cases. After dropping below 100 in late March, hospitalizations have risen for the last 2 months. Among coronavirus cases, at least 45 people died each week in June. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.